Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Guess who just got back today? Them Brooklyn boys that had been away. They both have so much to say. You know their names.
Skeery and Brody. Skeery.
The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town.
Brooklyn.
Boys are back in town.
Episode 262. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast, and we are back in town and a little bit more tan. Some of us are.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. No, not a whole lot.
I'm redder. You know, I have to say, Skeery, you pulled a fast one on me just now.
Why is that?
Because you had your head in your hand and your head was down. And you were not paying attention to the song. And I thought, he's not going to talk over the names in the song. He's not going to say Skeery and Brody. And then just as the song was about to get to the good part, Skeery jumps, pops his head up, lowers the volume, and says Skeery and Brody.
Yeah. So, see what I did there? I set you up.
You set me up. I thought for sure that you were going to let it slide this time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that intro should have been redone a long time ago, because that's not the name of the show. And that's a whole other story.
We don't have a name of the show. The name of the show is The Brooklyn Boys.
With Skeery Jones and David Brody.
That was back in the day before I was a podcast legend.
And now you are. You're on all these kinds of podcasts. You were on another one today. I can't keep track of the kind of podcasts you're doing.
So today I did Appetite for Horror with the number 4 with my friend Brando. He has a podcast called Appetite for Distortion, which is a hard rock podcast.
I see what they did there.
A couple of days. Yeah. And then a few days ago, I did the Amazing But True podcast, which is a Mets podcast with Jake Brown and our buddy Nelson Figueroa from the Mets and from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But Nelson was out this week, so I filled in. It's sponsored by the New York Post newspaper. And
your favorite.
I hosted that. Yeah, I love the sports section. And I read them from the back. Anyway, so I did that podcast, and our friends at You Know I'm Right podcast want me to do that podcast again, and then there's a Mets podcast. I got a lot of podcasts.
Well, I'll say this. I was on 0 podcasts during this break, but...
Pools, parties, and plane trips.
That's all I did. My vacation was wall-to-wall, ear-to-ear, front-to-back, parties, pools, and planes.
Yeah.
But we'll get at that in a second. You know, you just jogged my memory for a second while you were mentioning all these podcasts you've been a part of. I was a part of a podcast that I recorded for the Cake Boss's wife, Lisa Velastro. And I think it's called
Let Them Eat Cake.
Call Me Cuz or something like that. Whatever. Oh, okay. What's Up Cuz? And I recorded that, and she does it with a comedian, and they do a wonderful job of a video podcast. And I got to go to the Cake Boss's house in northern Bergen County, New Jersey. Beautiful house. And then Lisa cooked me dinner, and I spent the whole night there. And then next thing you know, that was back in February. She goes, yeah, it's coming out in like April or May. So you just remind me now that I don't know if it was ever released. Nobody ever tried to email me or contact me or tag me in anything. She said, yeah, it's coming out in a couple of months. Did this podcast make the scrap heap?
You may have gotten edited. You may have gotten clipped.
No, it was the whole episode. Hold on a second.
The whole episode got clipped.
Hold on. Call me. What is it? Cuz?
Call me daddy?
No, not call her daddy. Call me Cuz podcast. Lisa Velastro. I got to Google this now. What's Up Cuz?
Starring Bugs Bunny? What's Up Cuz?
Hold on a second. What's Up Cuz? Hold on. What's Up Cuz, Skeery Jones? Has it been released?
I'd like to think it wasn't. I would love if they cut you. What was it we used to call people when they got bumped?
Oh, we call it duffed because of Hillary Duff.
Right. You got duffed.
We were supposed to do a phone tap one day, and then Hillary Duff came into the studio, and that was the first time something ever got bumped on the show.
The 920 phone. One of the phone taps didn't run. 720, the 920.
And they're like,
and we said you got duffed.
Yeah, because the phone tap got deleted, or, you know, we didn't have time for it.
We didn't play it.
We didn't play it because of the Hillary Duff interview, which went overtime. And then, so we then would say, anything you got duffed. Anything thereafter that got...
So you got duffed on this podcast, it sounds like.
Well, I'm looking through right now, and I don't see the Skeery Jones episode of What's Up Cuz.
You know what? I'll have to reach out to Buddy. I know Buddy. I'll see if I can do an episode with him. See if that gets on before yours.
That's crazy. So anyway, yeah, wow. But anyway, yeah, it's been a long trip. I'm glad you were on Appetite for Destruction. What is that? The Guns N' Roses
Distortion.
Podcast? Yeah. Also the name of the...
No, but I was on Appetite for Horror. We talked about The Walking Dead, all of the shows, all of the seasons. It was like a recap of everything. Yeah. Appetite, I don't do Walkers and Talkers anymore. So.
We did play Appetite, a song from the Guns N' Roses album, Appetite for Destruction, on the show today. Sweet Child of Mine kicked us off on the Elvis Duran Big Show. And we got a lot of compliments about it. They're like, oh my God, it's great to hear this at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know? Yeah. Oh. How can I forget? Speaking of Axl Rose, did you hear how awful he sounds in concert lately? Did you see this video that surfaced?
Okay. Is it fake?
No.
Because there's a fake Vince Neil from Motley Crue video going around.
Hold on.
Where it looks like he can't pronounce words, but Axl, it's overdubbed Rose with a fake voice.
Awful.
I saw the one where he's on stage and he sounds terrible, but I don't know if that's original audio.
I'm going to play some for you. Wow. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, Brody. What happened to him? Was it all those years?
Yeah.
I think that's enough. Are you looking for more footage?
Yeah, it's a lot of news stories on it. Yeah, no, it's blaming the BBC for the quality of the sound.
What I just played was perfect. It was pretty bad. Anyway. Poor Axl Rose. What's going on with
it? Welcome to the Jungle came out 45 years ago. 45.
Yeah. That's a long... 35 years ago. 1987.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 87, 35.
Sorry. Yeah. So anyway. So I guess that's what happens to people's voices over time when you abuse them.
He's screaming. Yeah, and screaming and singing and yelling.
His whole career is based on screaming.
Yeah.
But
well, a lot of singers can't sing anymore. A lot of bands play their recorded instrument tracks and didn't play their instruments anymore. There was a video last week of Motley Crue where a guy came on stage and Nikki Sixx took his bass off and was going to hit the guy with it, but you could hear the bass kept playing.
You mean a lot of these artists are just going through the motions, playing the chords, yes, but they're not really playing?
Right. Yes. They're not singing. The backing vocals are pumped in.
Well, I've always accused of songs, you know, vocalists for not singing sometimes.
Yeah, but not pop. But heavy, hard rock, heavy metal people pride themselves on singing. But when they get old, they can't sing. So they have two girls on stage doing backing vocals.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I never would have thought in a million years that the instrumentation was fake. And they were kind of lip syncing that, or, you know, kind of like playing guitar.
So some bands have been accused of not even playing their instruments anymore.
I didn't realize
drums or that there's drums added to make it sound fuller. Look, you got bands that are 75 years old, you know.
So what am I paying for?
Can you imagine your father on stage playing drums or guitar or whatever?
But so what am I paying for?
You're paying for the crowd.
Shouldn't I get a discount then? If they're only doing a quarter of the work, yes. Should I be paying a quarter of the price of the ticket?
Well, the artists don't think there's a problem with that. When I see them interviewed, they all say you're there for the show and the entertainment. And what's the difference if it's, you know, we're just giving a better show. If we don't add to our voices and instrumentation, it's going to sound like shit. And then people won't be happy. So people come and they're happy. I mean, ultimately, you have to know, like, for instance, my friend Jeff went to see Phil Collins. Phil Collins is a legend. But the last time he toured, he couldn't walk. He sat in a chair with Genesis.
Yeah.
He sat there and he sang as best as he could. But you went because it was like last time to see him. And, you know, Elton John's been on a farewell tour for 7 years.
He played his last show a couple of nights ago.
He played his last Tour show.
He'll probably do some pop-ups.
Like Billy Joel does pop-ups.
He'll do pop-ups, but he did his last tour show the other night.
Yeah. Well, when I saw Elton John in 2019, 4 years ago, he was like, he didn't enunciate.
No. Okay. Well,
but you go for the piano and the costumes and the whole thing. You know the words. You don't need him to know the words.
Right. And when that's a telltale sign right there, they can't hit those notes. When they allow the crowd to sing and they point the microphone at the crowd. Yeah. Right.
So here's a question. Speaking of singing, I saw this on Facebook and then I saw it again on Instagram. If someone had a gun. Now, I know what I said. I'll tell you my answer. If someone had a gun to your head and you had to sing one song perfectly from start to finish, or you'd be dead. Huh. What song would it be?
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Right. I said happy birthday. It didn't say how simple the song could be.
Yeah.
But let's say it had to be a real song.
I value my life.
I know. But what song would it be?
So the question you're really asking is, what song do you think you sing really well? And I mean, Jump Around.
That you wouldn't mess up. Not vocally. I mean, like, lyric-wise. Lyrically, you wouldn't mess
lyrically.
Up.
Lyrically.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because even Jump Around, it's a rap song, and it's got some lines in there that I usually flub. Well, I would have to go with it would have to be a Beastie Boys song. Maybe something from Paul's Boutique, my favorite Beastie Boys album. You know? Okay. And I like the first song on that album. I know the words.
Big fan.
No, I rock a house party at the drop of a hat. I could beat a body down with an aluminum bat. And some people, they'd be talking just to hear me rock the mic. They'd be staring at the radio, staying up all night. Like that. That's the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, but you couldn't do the whole song.
Oh, man. There's a lot of blurred lines in it. Yeah, I guess I'd have to pick something like a ballad.
Yeah, you know what I would pick?
What?
The song Tequila.
Tequila.
That's it.
Pick a real song. That's a cop out.
No, that's a real song.
Okay. A real song then?
I'm picking Tequila. It's got one word.
Tequila. What? I'd pick Sandstorm by Darude.
Yeah.
That's got no words.
Right. No, I think it has to have words. So Tequila is like, it's the fewest words of any song because it's only got one. I mean, yeah. Songs with words, it's the fewest. Or is, tied for first.
Yeah, it's got to be. There's got to be another one-word song out there that all they do is say the same thing.
Yeah. So you said you're a big fan of the Beastie Boys. Can we talk about your Mets experience?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Should we do that now or when we come back?
I think when we come back, we'll talk about that because I have a bone to pick with you. And the slices. With you. And the slices, for that matter.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
With Brody and Skiri.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So a couple of weeks ago, while we were on vacation, I had this opportunity to go to a Met game where before the game, they were going to be mocktailing. Like they were serving mocktails at a mocktail event. It was almost like a mocktail gate, but it was inside of the Piazza Club, which is a beautiful space. And it was in conjunction with a company that says it's called Absence of Proof, where you don't have to have liquor in all your drinks. Yes.
Hit the jingle. Hit the jingle.
What are you talking about?
Hit the jingle.
What? I went out to an event with a mocktail.
Hit the jingle.
I don't have to hit no jingle on that. Dust what are you talking about?
Hit the jingle, you son of a bitch.
What do you mean?
That was a scary and appropriate product endorsement. Not cool.
Okay, they were a sponsor.
So they're a sponsor. You got paid to go.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, Brody, would you like to go and hang out at my sponsored event? And then we'll hang out at the Met game.
Yeah.
And I said, well, do you want to drive? I'll come get you.
But it was for a good cause. Whoa. And the proceeds from the event were going toward a foundation called the Amazing Mets Foundation.
Yes. It was all. So I said, I'll meet you at your house and one of us will drive. We already had a parking space reserved. And then you were like, oh, I may want to go straight into the city and hang out with my friends. I don't know.
It was to promote non-alcoholic drinking. You don't like alcohol. It's the perfect fit for you. You don't like liquor. Okay. You don't drink.
Hold on. I have occasional Kahlua and milk. Anyway, I would have had to come to you. And then you were like, I want to take the train. I don't know how I want to get there. I'm going to go into the city. It was a whole lot of whatever. It couldn't just be, let's go in a car together and make it. So anyway, by the time you finally said, I'm going to go by car, I couldn't get to you and then to the game in time. There was traffic. It was too late. I couldn't go. So you went and talk about, well, I want to hear all the things you did because it's amazing. But when you got there, who put this woman next to you? How did this happen?
Well,
this woman.
Well, okay. Basically, the app, I'm not even going to say the name because you're going to make me play the jingle again. Okay. Absence of Proof, the mocktail company, was promoting non-alcoholic drinking. And they were selling a package to the Met game where you would before the game, come and party at this event. And basically the ticket package will include food, drinks, fake mocktails, and tickets to the game. And
right, like the next weekend.
And proceeds for the whole weekend. And for the proceeds from the event go toward the Amazing Mets Foundation, which is basically a Mets charity.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there was a woman
so they
there.
They introduced you to a woman. And you were talking to her.
I was talking to her.
What
like,
kind
hey,
of things did you, what'd you say to her?
They're like, hey, Skiri, this is Alex, and she's the head of the foundation, the Amazing Mets Foundation. I'm like, oh my gosh, nice. Great to be here. So I'm like, I'm having a good time tonight. And we're just chatting, rapping, you know, talking about the Mets, having a
now,
casual.
If I can interject here for a moment.
Yeah.
You're telling me this story. Now, as a Mets fan, I follow my team. And as a Mets fan, I follow them on social media.
Okay.
And as a Mets fan, I know who Alex is because I've seen her on Instagram and on television. I know who Alex is. In fact, her nickname is Tia Alex, meaning Aunt Tia.
Yeah.
I mean, Aunt Alex.
Yeah, Aunt Alex.
So she's well known to Mets fans. So, but you don't know who she is. You're talking to her.
I'm talking to her like a regular listener or like the owner of the foundation. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, and she's a huge fan of Elvis Duran Morning Show, of me, of you. You know, I don't know if she knows about
you. Told me she asked about me.
She
I'm
did ask about you.
About
she asked about the Brooklyn Boys podcast. Actually, she did not ask about our podcast. But, so we're sitting there, we're talking.
You did ask her a very important question. You said, so. What did you say?
I said, oh, so you're with the foundation and what do you do? What do you do for the Mets?
Right. And what was her answer?
Her answer was very simple. She says, I own them. Now that's not
Skiri
a joke.
Skiri was talking to the owner. So Steve Cohen is the owner of the Mets and his wife is the owner of the Mets. They make it a point to point out the two of them own the Mets.
They own the Mets.
So you're talking to the
owner of the team.
One of the two owners of the team, right? Alex Cohen. And you don't know who she is. And you're like, oh, what do you do for the Mets? And then she points to your Mets shirt. And she says, I own that. And she points to the stadium.
I own this. I own it all. very fun. Big laughs. That was not supposed
Big Mets fan. Standing with the owners.
Well, listen, I watched the team. I watched the players. I watched the games. Right. I'm living the heartaches. I've turned them off, by the way. I can't watch them anymore. They're not on tonight. It's a
big fan. Big fan. All-star break.
Listen, it's the all-star break. I get it. The thing is, people can be fans of teams, but they don't need to know the owner's wife. Or the owner's husband.
I know, but she has such a large social media presence.
She does. She does. And
you should at least know, you knew her name was Alex, right? You were talking to her.
I didn't put two and two together that I was talking to the Alex. Because I didn't think that that the Alex, owner of the Mets, would be talking to me so colloquially. You know what I'm saying? So like just matter of fact.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't expect that from her because she's the owner of the team. And she's, you know, she's got, you know, big, you know, pants to fill. A big, you know, she's got a lot going on. I didn't think that she'd be there hanging out at the mocktail event.
Talking to the common man.
Talking to me. And a fan of the show. So anyway, it was great.
She gave you an amazing tour of the stadium.
And that's where you missed out. Yeah. Because you decided, I got traffic. I can't make it there in time. I said, bro,
no,
you got plenty.
I couldn't make it to the pregame. I couldn't make it to your tour. You were like, oh my God, I'm eating. I gotta come here. It's an hour and a half. I can't just come there.
So she said, come on, let's go on the field. And I'm like, huh? So we went down on the field. We went into the Mets dugout. I went to the helmet rack. The famous picture, the video that you would see on TV. I took one of the batters, you know, one of the practice bats, because I didn't want to, you know, spook out any of the players by touching theirs. But they all had numbers.
Don't do that.
No, I'm not touching their bats.
Although you must have touched Pete Alonso's bat because he hasn't had a hit in a while.
I did not touch any of their bats. Let's make that clear for the record. It was one of the warm up bats.
Okay.
And so fast forward. I mean, and I'm sitting there and I'm dying because I'm like I'm
not there.
Brody's not here. Brody needs to be here.
I know.
And so that's where the slices come in. They're like, oh, so you didn't take Brody to this, huh? You couldn't. Yeah, no, slices. You only know half the story. I tried. I begged and I pleaded for Brody, the number one Met fan, to be there with me.
He did.
And what did Brody say?
He didn't know that was going to be the way it was.
No.
He just said, it's going to be a fun time. Come. And I wanted to. We just couldn't coordinate. He didn't tell me till 3 o'clock. Wasn't enough time for me to take care of the dogs and leave the house. You know, no one was home.
So unfortunately, Brody loses.
Whatever.
Brody, you lost. You lost out on that one.
However, Skiri said that Tia Alex is a fan of us and me and our phone tap. She was quoting phone tap.
Yes, she was.
She's a hardcore listener to the morning show. And she told you anytime you want to come to a game, bring Brody and you can sit in her box, correct?
She did. Well, yeah, she said, let's coordinate. And I'm inviting you up to my suite.
Mm. So I sent her a direct message on Instagram.
Yep.
And I said, I'm so sorry I missed out on the tour. And I'm sorry I wasn't there. I understand you asked about me. I'm flattered. I would love to come anytime. You know, maybe next time. Thank you so much. But please understand, I couldn't make it. And whatever.
And she said,
so she wrote me back within 15 minutes. Oh, we missed you. You should have been there. She said, I'm going to put you in touch with my assistant. And anytime you want to come and sit in my box, we'll go to a game. We'll figure out your schedule when the Mets come home. And absolutely, you'll come out. So we have a makeup date.
Booyah. You didn't tell me about that until just now. Were you waiting to tell me as a surprise?
I was waiting to tell you. I haven't seen you. You've been on a plane and a pool and a party.
Good. All right. So this will work out for you. Can we do it? In a better year. I mean, this is terrible. What's
see, you're not a fan.
They're collapsing.
A fan goes all the time.
All right, we'll go to
a
game.
You have to go now so that when they are better, we can get in.
All right. Anyway, I love her. And Steve also, from what I understand, is a fan. He used to call up and try and get in on Jingle Ball tickets, like for Z100. The family is local and fun. And, you know, her dad was there at the game. It was fun to see him. You know,
nice.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I got introduced to him as well. So yeah, God bless them. God bless their family. Love this. So
God bless the Mets.
God bless the Mets. Hey, now can we get some hits and runs, please? Anyway, so that's that. What else? I did. Yeah. So I went to Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to bore you all with the details, but I did go to Costa Rica.
Oh, well, I have something to talk about Costa Rica.
Okay, perfect. A buddy of mine came with me, and he's a big fisherman. I mean, mm-hmm. takes fishing very seriously. And I don't know if you know this, but Costa Rica is one of the fishing capitals of the world. In fact, they have huge worldwide fishing competitions right there in the area we were staying in. So mm-hmm. my buddy's like, it's been a lifelong dream. Always wanted to come to Costa Rica. Always wanted to go fishing. He went out on a boat and came back with 60 pounds of yellowfin tuna. I don't know if you're a fan, Brody, but it's life-changing.
A fan of your friend? I don't know him.
It's life-changing to taste tuna, fresh-caught tuna or any fish right off the boat. I mean, they literally were like, they gut it, they cleaned it, and then they were slicing it, and it's sushi grade. So I'm eating it like over rice and soy sauce. I'm like, this is crazy. This is like,
what does sushi grade mean?
Sushi grade speaks to, hold on. I don't want to get this wrong. We may have to.
Well, you used it in a sentence.
Yeah, no. It's specific. Means sushi grade, according to this, is it ways of identifying fish that's deemed safe for raw consumption. Mm-hmm. Sushi grade indicates which of their supply is the freshest. Yes. Highest quality and treated with extra care. So basically, when you eat the fresh fish, the fresher it is, the more sushi grade it is. So, for instance, sushi that's flown in from Japan is sushi grade and called that at a sushi restaurant because it's super fresh, is the way I understand it.
Okay. You didn't eat the fish raw, though.
I did. Some of it.
Okay. Because it's, according to what I'm looking at, it says regular fish is not safe to be consumed raw due to the higher likelihood of having parasites.
But that's only, that is certain types of fish from what I understand.
Yeah.
Then they cooked it on the grill and then there was that. So then there was like, you know, tuna that
so
was
So you watched, so back to that.
We had tuna like 11 different ways in Costa Rica. But, and I had a chance to go on the fishing boat with them and I decided not to.
We were talking about seeing your food alive and then eating it.
Yeah.
And we talked about how I couldn't do it. So you did it.
Well, I didn't see it alive. I didn't go in the fishing boat. No.
Oh, so the fish were dead by the time they got to the dock.
Well, yeah. They literally put it on ice. They cleaned it right on the boat. They did the whole thing right on the boat. Anyway, so shout out to my boy Bart. Real Estate Bart. Thank you so much. Real Estate Bart. Yes, yeah, another friend with another name. Real Estate.
So I want to talk about, don't say anything. I want to play this clip of the hotel you stayed at. Hold on.
Where are we, guys?
I don't have an answer to that question. We're in some sort of fortress.
Villa Cayetas.
Yeah, so Scary was at Villa Cayetas.
Well, that's where we went for a sunset. I didn't stay there. That place is fancy. Right. They got weddings there. It's actually not, is it not?
No. Yeah. So the place is spelled C-A-L-E-T-A-S. And let's see how this travel agent and everyone else says it.
This is one of the traveling Dutchie coming right at you from beautiful Costa Rica. In today's video, we're going to discuss my best hotel in Costa Rica, Villa Cayetas.
That's right. Villa Cayetas.
Okay.
Because one L is not pronounced Cayetas.
You know, I was an honor Spanish student, and you're right. My bad. I forgot the rules. Double L is pronounced.
You were trying so hard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Double L is pronounced ya, and then single L is la. Okay, great.
Right.
All right, you got me.
I'm just saying it was funny the way you said it.
Here comes nitpicky Brody. Brody's coming out.
That's not nitpicky Brody.
Can't wait for the sound.
That was it. Wow, you're a dick today.
I am, though.
All right.
All right, we got to
take a quick break. I thought that was funny. It was funny because you were so proud of yourself.
It was funny. It was like,
but that woman says it's the best hotel in Costa Rica, so you must have stayed in a nice place.
Well, no, we went there for little sunset cocktails, and man, they talk about like holding you up at gunpoint. That place is really expensive.
Like, oh, okay. I thought you meant they literally held you up.
No. Manhattan prices. All right. That's what I got for you.
All right.
Should we take a break or no?
We should, but when we come back, I'll tell you about my vacation experience serving jury duty.
Ooh, okay.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So I got a postcard in the mail, I don't know, a couple of months ago that said, you got to call the night before and set up a Zoom that the first day, this is in New Jersey. I'm not giving anything away that's secret or private. The first day of jury duty is on a Zoom call. You don't have to go in. Used to be, you'd have to go in and sit in a room with 150, 200 people and sweat your balls off. And they would call 20 people at a time into another room, into a courtroom. They'd pick people, and if you weren't picked, you went home. You ever do that, Scary?
Yes, except I got picked, and I had to serve on a grand jury, and that was annoying because it was 12 or 18 Tuesdays in a row. And it,
I remember that. Yeah, you were coming in with a suit every day and leaving in the middle of the show.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But that's grand jury. You were talking about pettit jury, which is where you go. Yeah, you go regular on a case.
Right. So this was criminal. So they we're all in a Zoom room. There's like 250 of us in the Zoom room and your cameras are on and they say you have to leave your camera on the whole time. They need to be able to see you. You know, it's like you can put the Zoom on and then go away. So she says, look, this is an inconvenience to everybody. I understand that. But when sometimes you have an inconvenience, you go with the flow. You make the best of it. And then she said, what other things can we do when something inconvenient happens in our life? And all of a sudden, all the microphones start opening up and people are throwing in cliches. You know, like you take the good with the bad, you know, and the right. So then, I said, I moved to Canada. She didn't find that very funny. So anyway, so.
at least it's better than you take the good with the bad, like you're singing the Facts of Life jingle.
Right, right. That, right.
You take everyone the good, you the take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the Facts of Life. Hey.
Right. And you would think, Scary, with a 250 people in the room, after three people give examples, not everyone needs to say the same thing, right? Wrong. Everybody wants to have their name heard, their voice heard. So you have to sit there while I would say 40 people, I do this and I do that. And I, you know, I whistle and whatever. So everyone had to give their what they do when something happens they don't like. So, okay, fine. Then the woman says, okay, everyone mute yourselves. And of course, you know, there's 30 people that don't know how to mute themselves. So they're still talking. She says, I'm making a PSA announcement.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like an ATM machine and VIN number.
Exactly.
It's a public service announcement. Announcement.
Yeah. Right. So she says, I'm going to do a name roll call. She said, now look, some of you have difficult names to pronounce, but if I come close and you're pretty sure it's you, just say here. Okay. Well, I'm not going to be exact. I'm apologizing in advance.
Yeah.
So she's going to Mike Jones and Phil Goldstein and whatever. And she gets to this guy. His name is like Ogle Agabagabagalagabagalaga.
Yeah.
Now, if your name is Ogle Agabagawagawali, you're pretty sure it's you.
You're close. Because there's nobody. It's pretty, I think, pretty damn cut and clear that you're the only person with that, even close to that pronunciation in the room. Yes.
So he hits his button. He goes, excuse me. She goes, yes. It's pronounced Ogle Agabagalagawagalaga dishwasher or something. And I'm like, really? Really? I had to interrupt for that. Like, you didn't know that was you. So then she goes some more names and she says, Aviva Lopez. Excuse me. And the woman says, yes, it's Avaya. The accent's on the second syllable.
Who gives a fuck?
The woman says,
you're taking roll call. You're taking attendance.
Right. The woman says, I don't care. Is it you? She goes, yes. She goes, good. Turn your mic off.
Good. That must then happen to her like every 12 seconds.
Yeah. So then one guy says, excuse me. She goes, yes. I dropped my wallet on the floor. Is it okay if I pick it up? So she pauses. She goes, yeah, why not? Well, you said we had to be on camera. And if I bend down to pick my wallet up, I'll be off camera.
Oh my God.
These are the people. These are the people deciding who is guilty and who is not guilty. Okay. So she says, I'm going to open the floor up for 10 minutes for questions and just questions, but nothing to do with getting out of jury duty. That will all be explained by the judge when the judge comes on. Okay. So don't ask me any questions about getting out of jury duty. But if you have any questions about how it's going to run or anything like that, I can answer those questions. Jesus. Yes. Yes, ma'am. My son has problems with his bowels right now, and he needs me. He has some growths on his colon. And she goes, okay, again, I don't really want to know why you can't serve jury duty. I'm just telling you, if you have any questions about jury duty, but as far as getting out of jury duty, the judge will talk about all of that.
We'll get to that later. Right.
My mother needs, I'm her. Please. Please, no more questions about getting out of jury duty. This went on for 5 minutes, okay? Then she says, I sent you all a questionnaire. It's an email questionnaire. You can print it. You can read it. Whatever you want to do. I sent you guys a questionnaire that in about 45 minutes, when the judge comes on, he will go over it. If you have any questions about the questionnaire,
save it for the judge.
Save it for the judge. Okay. All of a sudden, all the little hand lights go on. Yes. I don't understand question two. Okay. Again, please don't look at the questionnaire until the judge comes on. Please do not scary 25 people. Right. Then the 26th person says to her, ma'am, I just want to say, it's obvious that you have a very difficult job. And I know that people are asking questions and it's very frustrating. So I just want to say, you're doing a great job. Well, that's nice, right? That was nice.
That is nice of that person to say.
Another microphone. I'd like to second that. You are fantastic and you're doing a great job. We're all very happy we have you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Scary. 14 people had to chime in and tell us she's great. And
why?
Say the same thing. Enough. They all wanted to be part of it.
Move on.
They all want to chime in. They can't all want to be. Okay.
What's wrong with the? This is. Oh. So I cannot stand the masses. I can't. In situations like this, the motor vehicle is the same way.
Yeah. So then she says, okay, I'm going to give everyone a 15-minute break. You can go to the bathroom or grab a snack. However, if you have any questions we haven't answered, that fall into the realm of questions you can ask me, you can ask me during this 15 minutes. So I went and got food. People were asking questions. We all come back at the end of the 15 minutes. Guy hits, flashes his hand. She says, yes, sir, can I help you? He said, yeah. When are we? Now this guy was asking questions the whole time. Okay. So the break is over. And he says, hey, she goes, all right, we're going to now move on to the next phase. And he says, oh, wait a minute. You promised us a 15-minute break. She says, yeah, you chose to ask questions. Well, I still want a break. She says, no, I said you could ask questions or take a break. So he's like, well, that's not fair. She's like, so then one guy chimes in and goes, hey, man, shut up.
I was about to say, was there any profanity or fights breaking out or anything? Because at some point, someone loses their patience and starts going off on another potential juror, right?
So the one guy was like, shut up, man. So that guy stopped asking questions, okay? So she says, all right, you can look at your email and the judge will be on in a minute, okay? So the judge comes on. The judge spoke about the case. It was a criminal case. I'm not going to give any details. I don't know any details. And he said, they say, fill out the questionnaire. Okay. After we fill out the questionnaire, a woman comes on and says, if you answered yes to any of the first 15 questions, stay in this chat room. If you answered no to all the questions, then you can log off and you'll get an email telling you what time to report in person tomorrow. You follow? If you answered
yes
to even one question, stay here, don't do anything. But if you answered no to all of the questions, sign off now and you'll get an email telling you when to come in tomorrow.
So,
okay.
So is this where the plot twist happens?
Nope. So this is when people start going, well, I only answered yes to four questions. What do I do? I only answered yes to one question. What do I do? And the woman goes, again, if you answered yes to any questions,
any.
Just one. Here. Don't do anything.
One or more. Don't. One or more.
Don't do anything. Right.
Stay here.
Okay. Okay.
What did you, so then, what was your answers? Did you do all no's? Was it yes?
No, yeses? I answered yes to a couple of questions because I honestly answered yes to a couple of questions.
Right.
Okay. All right. So everybody's gone and they were in this room and the woman comes on and says, okay, all I need you to do is tell me what number question you said yes to. If it's more than one question, that's fine. But just tell me any one question you said yes to.
Yep.
So they start calling names. And the first guy says, yeah, I don't trust the cops. 7. Or whatever it was. She goes, all right, you're dismissed. Now some of them were like, do you have a problem with people of races? Like, do you see race or whatever? And the guy's like, yep. You're out.
That guy's out of jury duty. Done.
So people were now. You don't say, but you didn't have to say anything. You just had to give a number.
Number.
But only the first guy was like, "Yeah, I don't trust cops." But that was one of the questions. Like, yeah. Would your opinion be swayed because this case involves police officers? But the people were answering the numbers. Scary. I can't tell you. I can't believe there's that many people in the jury in America.
Yeah.
That feel like some of those numbers.
Well, then maybe they were just trying to outsmart the system and get out of jury duty because they heard from their friends and family that that's how you get out of jury duty is by being biased. Because we've all heard that before.
I get it. But you could have said like number two, right? Number two, I don't remember what number two was. I just remember number two was like, meh, not really into this, right? But like some of them were like hardcore offensive.
Okay.
And people were like choosing to say that. I think they believe, they weren't like,
oh, they actually believed?
12? Well. No, I think they believe, because they were like, it wasn't like they were going, 12,
right.
I guess?
No.
They were like, 12.
Understood.
12.
All right. Well, then once again, weed those people out anyway, don't you think?
Yeah.
So I would. Like, I mean, I think this is part of the system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part of the process.
Like there's eight people left in the room. Earlier in this whole process, like an hour earlier, the woman who was administrating this says, okay, these are the days. You may want to get a pen out. You'll get a follow-up email, but if you want to know now, this way you'll know if you have a conflict. These are the dates that this case is going to be held on. And it was like, I'm just going to make up names, numbers. July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and August 1st. Right?
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of dates. Okay. So people were like asking the judge, like, oh, I have a surgery that day, whatever. Yeah. So an hour later, as there's only like six of us left and I'm waiting for my name to be called, the woman says, can I, excuse me a second. Now keep in mind, everyone in this room said yes. And since you said yes, you're going home, correct? Right? We've established that, Scary?
Yeah.
Everyone in this room is going home.
Everyone.
Yeah, just give you a number and you're out. And you don't have to come back for 3 years. I'm waiting to say my number. And she says, I hate to interrupt, but could you go over the dates again of the trial? And so I turned my mic on and I said, lady, you're getting out of jury duty. What do you need the dates for? And so one other guy goes, yeah, what do you need the dates for? She's like, oh, I want to know if I have to appear, what dates I have to come. I didn't write them down. So then the woman who's running the thing says, ma'am, if you're in this room, you don't have to serve jury duty. What number did you check yes to? And she says the numbers and she's like, go home. You're done. But you imagine you're asking the dates of the trial after you've basically been told you're going home. Yeah,
that's like, hey, we have no homework today. You're all dismissed. Oh, wait, but wait a second. We really should be concentrating on chapter six of this because we didn't do that. Ah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Right. That was everybody.
They're that dumb.
That was everybody.
All of them. Wow.
They all wanted to be on the mic. Okay. They all wanted to hit that button.
I'm going to hit this button right now because I can't take any more of this.
Okay.
Is this the episode called Two Angry Men?
Isn't every episode called that?
Yeah. Boys Podcast
with Scary and Brody. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Man, you got problems. You got problems
right here in River City.
I have a problem. Well, this is more of a question. I'm going to throw it out to you, and the slices may jump down my neck or my throat, okay, or whatever it is about. But one of the things I did on vacation was go to the Jersey Shore, like I always do every year. And yep. I mean, let's face it, I had some decadent dinners and lunches, places, whatever. But on the way back, on the last day, my girlfriend and I wanted something healthier. We're like, we just need to eat healthy. Let's Google something and we'll get it on the way, drive back from the Jersey Shore.
Sure.
Up north. And we stumble upon an organic place, a place that's like super organic, super healthy. It was like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning when we woke up and we were on Google ratings. And I'm like, this place gets like 4.5, 4.6. And it's organic. And look at the menu. It looks amazing. It's in Red Bank. Let's stop there on the way home. Okay, great. So we were just getting psyched for like the organic avocado toast, whatever. You know, they had a lot of fun things, right? Whatever.
That sounds perfect for me.
It said breakfast is served until 11, or can order breakfast until 11. Whatever it was 11 o'clock cutoff.
Okay.
So I'm driving up the shore, and now I'm starting to sweat. So I'm like, I'm like, there we hit traffic. We're not going to make it there for 11 o'clock. You just know what's going to happen.
You're sweating from all the unhealthy food you've been eating?
Maybe that. I had the meat sweats. That as well. That's in addition to. And then we get there, pull up, 10:59, run out, go inside this takeout / sit down cafe type place. And already I was like, hi. And they're like, can we help you? And like, yeah, I'm like, and they're like, the menu's right there. And I'm looking down and it says lunch. And then all the lunch menus, I'm like, oh, where are the breakfast menus? And she goes, oh yeah, we just put them away. She says, we're doing lunch now. And I look at my phone. I'm like, it's 11 o'clock on the dot. And then I look back up at her and then she goes, yeah, she says, we're doing lunch. I said, yeah, well, listen, we came for breakfast. It took a while for us to get here. I'm in the middle of deep into a neighborhood in Red Bank. Not even like on a main street. I'm at a place that could obviously use the business. There were some people in there eating. There was no line. And 11 o'clock, let's face it, is an in-between hour. So when you want to cut off breakfast at 11, I understand you want to switch things over.
Sure. McDonald's did that forever.
Right. Well, don't you think she could have extended the courtesy that I walked in at 11 o'clock, 11:00, and allowed me to order my breakfast? What changed in the 60 seconds prior to me walking in the back?
Okay, we're going to play a game. You're going to ask me that question, and you get to decide if you want me to answer as Brooklyn Boy Brody,
okay,
guy who goes to restaurants. I'll do that, right? Or if you want me to answer as former guy who used to work in manage restaurants, I'll give you both. Let's do both.
Well, hold on. Before I even ask that question, let's make it clear to the slices. Both of us have been in this situation where we worked counters, deli counters, and grills and things. And we've done breakfast turning over into lunch. We've worked lunch to dinner, and we've worked dinner to closing. We've worked closing.
Yeah,
closing,
I worked overnight shifts. Yep.
Okay. Before I go any further, I'll say this. Going in and ordering the breakfast at the last second is not the same of walking in at 8 o'clock for we close at 8 o'clock. Because we've talked about it on this podcast in a previous episode, how they start 7:45, 7:30, you're starting to close things down, you're starting to wipe down machines, put things away, wrap things up. We get that, I guess. Although you might have had a gripe when you walked in at 7:45 and you couldn't be served your food for an 8 o'clock closing.
No, okay. Wouldn't do that.
Well, we recognize that. However, when you're turning breakfast over to lunch, all you're really doing is maybe moving the bacon aside, taking the grease off the grill, changing a grill over because you have to getting the eggs out of there and putting over and turning it over, flipping for lunch, maybe turning on the charcoal grill for like to grill burgers. Whatever it is, the flip over from breakfast to lunch is, and by the way, you're at a lull. It's not like they're serving a line of people, constant line coming in. There was no one in front of us and there was no one in back of us. And everyone sitting down had breakfast in front of them. So they were just at this sitting there at this lull. And here I come at 11 o'clock sharp.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead, Brody. What would you do? You don't think that they're being dicks for not giving me? Because it's not like I walked in at a quarter after 11. It was 11 o'clock.
All right. So let me answer as former restaurant manager. So I'm speaking for all of you who've worked in restaurants who are listening, who want to break your phone right now because you're like, it's more than that. So when you have a breakfast service, you might have a steam table, which is a table filled with hot water that it's like it's got a heating element in it, and you put metal pans in it with sauces and gravies and things. You may have all of your hot stuff in there for breakfast, your hot syrups, your egg, your pre-scrambled egg fluid ready to go. Like fluid. You would scoop for
don't make it sound like, so appetizing.
You don't crack eggs. A lot of places don't crack eggs like per order.
They have
they
it
crack
in
100
thing.
Eggs and they beat them up in a blender. And this way they can just ladle the eggs onto the grill. You've now scraped all the bacon off the grill. You've now taken your refrigeratable toppings, maybe your strawberries and berries that are in the cold section of your counters for your service. Probably at a quarter to 11, you took them out. You started wrapping them in saran wrap because you knew you didn't need them. You've already put your stuff in for lunch. Now you got your burgers and your American cheese and all your buns are out. And they've redone the whole thing. And so there's a lot to it. So I would imagine to go back into the walk-in refrigerator and try to get you the eggs and maybe you want something that has like six ingredients. It's very difficult. And I totally understand what they're saying. Now, would you like to ask me again as Brody from the podcast?
Yeah. The Brooklyn boy Brody from the podcast, the Brody that I know and love.
Yeah.
What they were being assholes, right? Because honestly, before you answer, let me say, I think... And again, this is not a sense of entitlement. This isn't me being bougie scary. I personally feel that you could have made it happen. If you, anything
you
ask,
your point.
Anything you ask can happen, can be made. You can make it happen if you really wanted to. They didn't want to. They were being douches.
Mm. Okay. Now, do you want me to respond
to
Brooklyn Boy Brody? Fuck those people.
Yes.
They could have beaten a couple more eggs. They could have gone in the walk-in. They could have, gotten you the sauce. They could have said, you know what? Here are the five things that we could still make. Would you like one of these five things? Would you like an omelet? We have the ingredients for the omelets. We just can't do, on the grill. We can't do a whatever. We can't do a patty melt with eggs in it, whatever. They could have limited you and said, these three things we can serve all day. Right. And these things we can't. We can't do a Belgian waffle because the waffle maker is clean. But if you would like, this and some toast, we can do that on a muffin. They could have been a little flexible.
My guess,
God damn it.
Yeah, my guess, the owners of the business weren't even present. And it was just a bunch of people working. And that's terrible. Because once again, it's bad customer service. I'm a new customer. And I've come from the Jersey Shore, and you clearly see me passing through, and I'm new here. I'm not a regular.
Well, all the more reason. You're not a regular, which means you're not going to come back either way.
Well, I may. That's the thing. You may have found a new fan in me. Now I'll fucking never go back there. So we look back at her. We look back at the menu. We looked at each other, me and Robin, and we're like...
Who?
Robin and I. And we're like, all right, you know what? And we sat there, and we looked at the lunch menu to try and get on board. But it's 11 o'clock. It's not 12 or 1. And we were craving breakfast. It was 11 o'clock on a holiday weekday, pretty much. It was the day. It was July 5th. And I'm like, I don't want lunch right now. Fuck it. And I looked at her and I said, nah, we're good. And then we just, and at that point, then don't you do something to reel the customer back in? You really want to lose business over this? Again, you're at a lull. There's no one in front of you, no one behind you. There's no activity. There's just the people sitting down already eating with their breakfast. And you don't want to make a simple accommodation for maybe one or two of the menu or make a compromise.
You said this was a healthy place?
Fuck you. Yes.
So they probably looked at you and went, he's not coming back.
And I'm not. Kitsch Organics.
You did not look
in Red Bank.
Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, because Red Bank, the home of Telercio's, the deli that I went to, that I told you they do fantastic TikTok videos.
It's like you're a neighborhood place in the middle of nowhere. Not you're not even on Front Street. You're not even on the main. You know, people will find you, the order. Yeah, I get it. You know, some people may you know, you have a cult following, but really, you're being so nitpicky. It wasn't 11:30. It wasn't even 10 after. It was 11 o'clock on the dot. Nothing changed.
All right.
If I would have came in at 10:57, you would have offered me breakfast. It was, but you know what? It's the principle behind it, because people are robots and they can't think out of the box.
Yeah,
and they don't want to do a damn thing to make any kind of, you know, accommodation to the customer.
Okay.
And, you know, you're running a business.
Remember a few episodes ago when 100 people left voicemails, talkbacks that I didn't hear the S in that commercial.
Yeah.
All right. I would like slices. I'd like you to go on the iHeartRadio app, hit the little talkback feature, and leave Skiri a message. Was he right? Was he wrong with this restaurant? And please, if you do work in a restaurant, please make that part of your response. I work at a restaurant. Yeah. I would have served Skiri. I work in a restaurant. Yeah. Fuck him. He's not getting
breakfast.
By
the way, whether it be me or anybody, it doesn't have to be Skiri Jones. It could be, would you serve Skiri? It could be just any Joe Schmo.
In this situation, you don't have to work in a restaurant. If you don't work in a restaurant, that's fine. But if you do, point it out. But if you don't work in a restaurant, you could still say, as a customer, you would have wanted the food, or as a customer, you would have understood.
And I did not throw my name around, and I didn't, and I was just, I was going in as undercover shopper.
You're throwing their name around.
You know, I was undercover shopper, and I was not expecting any VIP treatment.
But you didn't say anything like, you know,
no.
We normally eat breakfast on the morning show at 7 a.m.
No.
We eat lunch at 7 a.m.
It was very quick. I was in, I was out, but nobody should be treated that way. Everybody should be, you're running a business and you want to make a profit. You're turning away money. How do you do that? All right.
I have a very quick restaurant story. I want to know your opinion.
Yes, okay? Sir.
I went for dinner last night, and I'm not going to out them as a bad thing, because we had a good time. Went to a restaurant. It's spelled Alice, A-L-I-C-E, but it's pronounced Alice. It's all over TikTok. Anyway, there was a lobster dinner last night, right? It was a special price fixed meal, and we went. It was very nice. But I looked at the menu and I looked at the TikTok videos, and I saw on the menu, you know, on the TikTok videos, that the lobster roll, which is the second course, comes with pickles on the side. So you know me, I'm not getting pickles on my plate. And so my wife is looking, she's like, I didn't know there was pickles on there. I'm like, oh yeah, look, I screenshotted it from TikTok. And she says, oh, look, there's dill on top of your, on top of the lobster roll. I said, oh,
good catch.
My wife knows I don't like dill. She may have heard the podcast. So, by the way, shout out to all the people that sent me dill dough jokes this week about the people making dough with dill in it and called it dildo.
Dildo.
Hilarious. Yeah. So the waiter comes over and he comes to take our order. And I said, I would like the lobster bisque and I would like the, lobster roll, no pickles on the side. And if you don't mind, can I have it without dill? He says, I'll ask the chef. I'll be right back. He comes back. He says, I'm sorry. So the dill is already in the lobster roll and can't take the dill out. I said, all right, you know what? I love lobster roll. I'll make it work. No problem. Out for a nice dinner with my wife.
Wow.
No problem.
You allowed the dill?
Hold on. I said to my wife, I go, you know what? They probably made a whole batch of lobster roll with mayonnaise and whatever else they put in it. It's probably like a big thing. And there's, you know, the dill's already in there. What are you going to do? So I said, I'll pick the dill out. And she said, look, cause my wife ordered a different, second course. She said, look, if it's too dilly, we can switch appetizers.
What is the dilly? Said, what's fair. The dilly?
What's the dilly? So look, my wife's the best. That's why she's my wife. So she said, I will switch with you. If it's too dilly for you, I will eat it and you can have the, 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 the burrata and whatever she ordered that had lobster in it also. I said, that's fair. Okay. So the lobster roll comes to the plate. No pickles. Very good. The lobster roll has two sprigs of dill on top, like little bushes. So I take them off and I'm looking at the rest of the lobster roll for dill. There's no dill.
Oh,
there's no dill. Scary.
The dill was on top.
So explain to me why they weren't able to not put the dill on top.
I'll tell you why.
Before they brought it out.
Because they're robots. Once again.
No.
Or they don't know what dill is. So they just know that it's part of the dish. They couldn't identify that was dill.
Here are the options that I came up with. Number one, the waiter never asked the chef. And he knows there's no substitution, so he didn't bother even asking.
Probably.
Number two, the chef said, my creation needs green, and it must have dill on top. And he was offended by not throwing the two sprigs of dill on top. What other explanation could it be? You could have easily served it. It wasn't like they pre-made lobster rolls 100 at a time. Even if they did, pick the dill off the top.
I was picturing the dill mixed in the mayo inside.
That's what I thought. That's what my wife thought when she said, I'll eat it if it's mixed in. It was two sprigs on top of this, the 6-inch lobster roll, but we couldn't do that. We can't do it. We can't serve it without dill.
Or the waiter didn't know what dill was.
Then you ask the chef, you say, hey, kitchen staff, can I have it without dill?
Oh, no.
And they would have been like, yeah, dude, we just throw it on top. Of course.
Was at a fancy place?
Oh, Alice is a beautiful restaurant.
They
consider themselves the best cacio e pepe ravioli in the city, they say.
So the chef was probably, it was probably that. You know, the chef being all chefy.
Sacre bleu.
Yeah, this is my.
It's an Italian place.
Nobody fucks with my creations.
Yes.
This is
my. I put dill on. And it's not, now he's French. He puts the dill on, and if he does not like the dill, he's to go so eat somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm picturing that.
Yeah. Okay. I pictured dill in my, but it was on top. I've never had that. We can't serve it without dill.
All right.
You imagine? That's like, I'm sorry, we can't serve Diet Coke with no ice. The ice must be in there. The chef says it must have ice.
It must have ice.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
I would recommend the restaurant.
All right.
Really nice place, West 13th Street, between 6th and 7th.
Not a
sponsor. We had a great meal.
We have some sound coming up and a few talkbacks from the holiday, okay?
Nice.
Yep. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Man, you've been hard at work, Brody, nitpicking things on sound. I see 5 pieces of sound. How many are nitpicky Brody things?
Okay, can I tell you something? When you do a morning show, does the DJ say, here's a song that sucks? No. They go on the air and they say, oh my God, here's the new one from whoever. And they don't like it.
Right.
They don't like it. Any radio show, any radio DJ, he doesn't like all the songs, he or she. There's some they don't like, but they sell it because that's their job. You're my buddy.
I am your buddy, but
then shut up and play them.
But I will say I'll say this.
I find
you. You
find
know
it,
there. You know there are times. You know there are times.
Yes.
Where you pull sound, and then we listen to it, and we're like,
"You're right.
What you're was that? Like, you really?
If you want,
that
edit
really
it out.
Ruined your day. I don't want to edit it out. We do what we do here. So
I know,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
So
we
I'm
don't
saying
edit it.
All five of these.
I don't
not
know.
One of these
run.
where the word was pronounced possessive.
No,
and not.
I'll tell you what. There was a guy during the submarine gate thing, right? When they couldn't find the submarine.
Yeah.
Where he said, the depths they go to are out of this world. I could have played that sound because the bottom of the ocean is still part of this world, but I didn't play that sound. I only played these five.
Okay.
So let's play them.
Okay.
And we'll see if they're fucking
with you. You know I'm just fucking with you. You know that. You know.
I know. All right. Here we go.
All right.
You should hear what I didn't send you. All right.
So this is. Pass,
tell me the name of the clip I'll send.
Yeah, Pass Mustard.
Oh, okay. So this guy, listen to what he says. He's talking about something, whether or not it's going to work or not.
Okay.
So any idea that he's got some defense that this was all bluff just is not going to pass mustard here. Yeah.
It's not going to.
As you know, it's, especially if you're in the military, it's muster.
Pass muster, or it's not going to cut the mustard.
Right.
So it's
muster
either. Yeah.
Is military inspection. So the phrase was, it's not going to pass muster, meaning your clothes aren't, they're wrinkled, they're not going to pass muster. He said mustard.
He conflated two. Because
that's
the
correct.
Other thing is cut the mustard. That's
right.
Mustard.
But he's like, this isn't going to pass the mustard.
That's
all right,
funny.
Go on.
That's hysterical.
Thank you.
Oh. All right. This is the Sonic Mutz Sticks one.
Okay. Yeah, listen to the way they pronounce the special at Sonic. Would you eat there, Scary Jones?
Sonic 2 for $7 deal. You get to choose from a Sonic cheeseburger, chicken sandwich, and 6-piece mod sticks. If that doesn't sound appealing, you might.
Wow. Oh,
can you make that louder or no? It was very low.
With the Sonic 2 for $7 deal, you get to choose from a Sonic cheeseburger, chicken sandwich, and 6-piece mod sticks.
Oh, go away.
And then he goes, if this doesn't sound appealing to you.
No, it doesn't.
Mott sticks.
You want to hear that again?
Yeah.
Up close?
Yep.
Mott sticks.
Six piece
Mott sticks.
No, thanks.
They're Mutzi sticks.
Mutzi sticks. Mozzarella sticks. I'll even go with the Americanized national mozzarella. But they're not Mott sticks.
They're not.
Mozzarella. It's hard to do it because I can't take the Brooklyn Italian accent out of it. Sorry.
Yep.
All right.
It's okay.
This is the, which one is this? This is Rondon.
I can't. Oh, so there's a pitcher on the Yankees.
Oh, Rondon.
His name is Rodon.
Rodon.
Right? Some people pronounce it, there's different ways to pronounce it. R-O-D-O-N. Okay? Listen to the announcer, the way he pronounces it twice, and then goes to commercial and how he pronounces it when he comes back.
Heading to the Bronx.
Rodon.
Carlos Rondon made his long-anticipated Yankee debut. We'll show you how Rondon did and if he was worth the wait.
Okay, that's how he did it before the commercial?
Yeah, we're going to see how Rondon did.
Well,
so after commercial.
Someone clearly corrected him during the break. And got in his ear and said, oh, it's not Rondon. And this is what he said on the way back.
Taking his spot, Carlos Rodon.
There you go. So he made.
They fixed it.
Okay.
Now, we were talking about accents and you talked about the, you know, Mott sticks. Have you seen this? I sent it to you. The girl saying bagel, who's clearly from the Philadelphia area.
Oh, yeah. I said
that. And the guy making fun of it.
I watched the video. Bagel. Or bagel.
Yeah, here we go. She's talking about.
Bagel.
The reason why bagel thins. Here we go. Hold on.
10 times better than.
Hold on.
Now the reason a bagel thin is 10 times
bagel.
Better than a regular bagel.
You know, when I'm eating a bagel, I like to put crème chaise on my bagel. Sometimes I like to put bacon on my bagel. I chase it down with some ketchup on my bagel, so that Crunchaz Bacon.
But that sounds like a South Park skit.
So that was a guy making fun of the way she said bagel.
I often suspect that people mispronounce things on purpose just to go viral, like she did. There's no way she doesn't
people
know
it. People say bagel in the outskirts of Philly and Delaware.
Or bagel.
I'm telling you, I know people who say bagel.
Really?
And they say eagles instead of eagles.
The eagles?
The eagles. Yes. The Philadelphia accent is certain. Yeah, but bagels.
All right. Well, we're going to play some talkbacks on the way out of here. I got to be honest, Brody, not a lot of activity. Not a lot.
Well, we were on vacation.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to apologize. We did not do a good job of telling you that we were going on a 2-week vacation. This is the same 2 weeks that the morning show takes off every year. In fact, I made a joke, since I'm not on the morning show, that even though I'm home all the time now, I pretended for 2 weeks I was on vacation.
Exactly.
So I kept thinking about how many days I'd left to vacation. I'm still on vacation. But yes, we're back. We're sorry for leaving and not being blatant about being on. We forgot.
People know we take these 2 weeks every year at this time. But okay, we shouldn't assume that. And here's a talk back from episode 261. I don't know what this is, but let's play it. Fun.
Hey, it's Lauren from Orlando, Florida. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the being at fault and being in control of your car at all times. When I was in New Jersey still, I was at a stoplight and it was snowing and the light turned green. And then my car hydroplaned going about 5 miles per hour making that turn. And my insurance fucked me because they said that I needed to maintain control of the car. So fuck you, insurance.
Fuck you, insurance. And this goes to this points to the fact that I was saying, and I'll always say, that if you're in a motor vehicle, 99% of the time, you're at fault. Just saying. It sucks. But it's true. You have to be in control of your car. So, all right, here's another one.
Hey, guys. This is Rashawn Williams, and I just want to say everything you guys do is great. I'm the biggest fan of the whole pride thing, but I think you guys are great. You make me laugh every time I listen to you. And I love the fact that you do what you do. God bless you all. And Scary, keep pimping, bruh. Keep pimping. P-I-M-P.
I don't know what you heard about me, but I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P. Hey, did you see McDonald's? McDonald's like totally copped out on Pride. They just decided to celebrate Grimace's birthday for the entire month of June. Is that because he's purple? And they're just trying to say, hey, let's celebrate. It's Grimace's birthday month at McDonald's. And everything was like Grimace branded.
Well, I like the purple shakes and all the videos people are doing with the purple shakes.
The purple shakes? I got that once. I got the purple shakes.
Probably when you weren't eating healthy on the Jersey Shore.
Hey, Brody, it's Scary. Menachem here, also, or Manny. Originally from Brooklyn, #tribe #flies for life. Regarding to the conversation about the pedestrian that jumps in front of a car, they would only win in a court of law if there's no surveillance footage. But if there is footage, they would probably never win in a court of law if they jump in front of the car.
Well,
that's called insurance fraud.
Insurance fraud. Yeah.
Told you.
Well, yeah. But once again, it's if there was no video on that, you know, they may have won it. I'm just, he's trying to take both sides of that argument. You okay there, Brody? What's the matter?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm waiting for the next one.
Okay, here comes the next one.
Hi, it's Menachem again.
Oh, but you're back.
Also, I forgot to say, Brody is right. The one time that Brody was wrong, we got like 500 talkbacks.
Yes, you did.
And now that Brody is right, where are all the Brody fans? Why aren't all the fans coming in every week? Except if Scary hides them.
No, I don't.
To say that Brody is right. Scary is wrong.
I play everything. We play.
Thank you, Menachem. Enjoy.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, there you go.
I like that man.
I do too. He's a good man.
Hi, so I'm at a bar and I'm trying to figure out this song. And then I think it's I Like to Kick It. And then it goes into like a Mexican kind of thing. Somebody help me out. It's very loud, so I couldn't Shazam it. Anyway, hoping everybody's well. My name is Ada, and I live in Queens. And a hair salon, Amalia's Hair Salon, by the way.
Shout out to Amalia's Hair Salon in Queens. Hold on, we may have to go back. Can I play that one again? So she's expecting us to come to the rescue on a song.
Well, did you think she was talking to the Brooklyn Boys, or did she think she was talking to Z100?
She's talking to me, us, you, me. Us, we're music mavens.
Right. It's the okay. So let's. Maybe,
unless she was drunk and she hit the wrong button.
Yeah, kick it.
I mean, she was at
kick it.
She's at the. I love how she's at a bar. It's loud, and this is the time that she decides to. Talk back. Talk
us back. Hi, so I'm at a bar and I'm trying to figure out this song. It goes din 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 din, and then I think it's I like to kick it, and then it goes into like a Mexican kind of thing. Somebody help me out. It's very loud, so I couldn't Shazam it. Anyway, hoping everybody's well. My name is Ada, and I live in Queens. And a hair salon, Amalia's Hair Salon, by the way.
I like to kick it lyric. I like to kick it. There's Can I Kick It? Tribe Called Quest. There's a little Nas X song.
Can I Kick It? I know that.
Or, oh, maybe it's... You gotta lick it before we kick it. No, that's an old song from the 90s. She says it goes into a Mexican thing. Hey, thanks. I don't know if we'll ever be able to help you, but it was worth a shot.
If anyone recognizes that song, please leave us a talk back.
Yeah.
Preferably from a loud bar and let us know what song that is.
Yeah. All right, here's another one.
Deal with the names. Brody is totally being a bully. In my circle of friends, we do the same thing. Especially if there's more than one in the same name, but all of our friends have names, nicknames. For example, I'm Rockin' Steve. We have Joey the Chin, because he has a big chin.
That's fine.
We have John Carpenter, because that's what he does. And then this goes on and on and on. It must be an Italian thing that Brody has no reference for. Over there.
Okay. I didn't hear the first one. I didn't hear the first one.
I think after 262 episodes, you know that I know Italian culture, Brooklyn Italian culture. That have no reference. Yeah, I have friends with nicknames.
Yeah, Brody's an honorary.
I was giving Scary Grief.
Yeah,
I was. I'm an honorary Italian. I was giving Scary Grief because he named one of his friends Indian Matt.
Yeah,
not because he gave him a nickname.
What do you call that one guy?
He named him Indian Matt.
Vinny the Chin.
That Robert the Chin, whatever. That makes sense. He's got a big chin. I totally get that. But naming someone after their country of origin seemed odd to me.
If I knew Indian Matt first. And then I met a white Matt. Would Indian...
Hold on. Indian,
you kicking it? What are you doing there?
The first line of the song. We'll kick it tonight, man. It's called I Like to Kick It. That's probably not it.
Probably not.
Nope, that's not it.
As I was saying.
Yeah.
If I knew Indian Matt first, and then I met a white Matt... Indian Matt would just be Matt, but what Matt would be white Matt because he's second.
Well, why wouldn't he be American Matt or Italian Matt? What's his background?
American Matt.
Where are his grandparents from? Great grandparents. Unless he's Native American Matt.
No, it's also from? Syllable conservation. It's easier to say white than American. White Matt.
So
two syllables. Syllable conservation.
Matt two.
But my point is no, it's not based on the culture, it's based on the description. And Indian Matt happens to be the second Matt, so he gets the descriptor.
I know, but you could have called him Architect Matt.
He gets the adjective. That's the rule. The second person of that gets the adjective.
The nickname's not the problem. The choice of nickname was the problem. You called him Indian Matt.
I don't see an issue.
Like, it's like Chinese Pete. You wouldn't be like, oh, there's my friend Chinese Pete.
Okay. All right. Next talk back.
Brody and Scary, John out in Texas, listening back to all the episodes. Starting at episode 1, not 0, but y'all are doing your startup song. Startup, Weedin' Boys. And it just sounded weird as the original. All I can think of is Brooklyn Boys.
Oh, so this talk back was on commenting specifically. He was listening to episode number 1, Birth of the Brooklyn Boys. So on that episode, I think we played Weedin' Boys.
Mm-hmm.
The original Weedin' Boys, which is an actual song, And then it was weird for him to hear startup Brooklyn Boys, because we then, that's all we've played since then. Does that make sense?
I guess it does. Yep.
And that's all our talkbacks. All right. That's all I got for you too. That's what we got.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been light.
Only a few.
Well, yeah. We're going to reinvigorate it. Here we are in the summer.
Yes. We want to get the people at 11 o'clock lunch. People, we want your thoughts on whether or not, we should have, Scary should have gotten his food, his breakfast food.
I should have got my breakfast food. Didn't get my breakfast food. But
all right. That's listen, okay. I'm going to hold off time. For next week. Next episode, I'm going to tell you about how my insurance company bait and switched me. And I said, if you don't call me back by tomorrow, I'm switching insurance companies. And they didn't call me back.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
That's correct. That's a song. That's a Def Leppard.
It is, isn't it?
Yep.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.